When you were a girl, did were children referred to as kids very much?
Never.
Is that
never.
Right?
They were children.
Uh-huh. I wonder where that
they might be called young'uns.
Mm-hmm. But never.
But kids. I don't like kids.
There is. It certainly has caught on, and yet I find very often a real resistance or a feeling that you know, it's a term that you have to put up with, but you
really don't like. I really don't like it.
It's interesting. The a lady teacher would be known as the school.
Just by her name.
I see.
We were very formal when I went to school when mm-hmm. I was a child. Mm-hmm.
She was never referred to as a school marm or
never.
School.
I never heard my daddy call his teachers school marm.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
And if you somebody started off for class and decided to go fishing instead.
You played hooky.
He was playing hooky, all right. And then he might get a what?
Oh, he might get a licking when he got back.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the school was divided into grades, I suppose.
Yes,
and,
uh-huh.
And what was the first?
Primer.
I see. Uh-huh. Did you have names or just numbers, or how were the grades?
Numbers.
Grades divided. And the objects that you sat at?
Desk.
Always. And if you had 40 of them, you'd say, well, this room is too crowded. We've got 40
desks
in the room. And was the war, how did you refer to the war? Was it the Civil War, the war between the states, or how did you study
that? It was the Civil War.
You studied that in school?
And the war between the states.
Uh-huh.
It was never called in the South a war of rebellion.
Well, would it be called a war between the states?
Yes.
It was.
But not as often as the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And the old ones, when they sat around and talked, they'd say the Terrible War or the Great War.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil War. But you knew they meant the war between the states.
I found that in some old-timers, there's real reluctance even to call it civil.
Yes.
Because that implies rebellion.
Yes.
Or really more.
But more often it was the war between the states. Oh, you remember it was the Great War, the Terrible War, mm-hmm. called the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It always called.
I see. In other words, it was put away.
It was called,
And girls that graduated from college, or graduated from school, might become what, if they didn't get married, they might teach?
School teachers.
Or
secretaries.
Secretaries.
Stenographers. Or sales ladies.
Mm-hmm. How were...
Nurses.
Nurses. Was there a prejudice against?
Yes. Even in my own time, when I graduated, I took the business course, and then I had this opportunity to go and work a summer in Toledo, Ohio, which I enjoyed very much. And it was in sales, which was unusual, even when I was 18, to do such a thing. And I remember how the old ones put down their glasses, you know. And when you came back, they still had their glasses down. And it was amusing in a way, but it was a time of transition. Yes, you were supposed to stay at home until some good man came by and mm-hmm. deigned to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to keep his house.
I see.
But
no career.
We were free thinking. Oh, now school teaching was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That was